Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Radio Tony Everyday Business. I'm your host, Tony Lontis, and today we have a wonderful guest for you to talk to later on. Now, for those of you listening live on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, Payo is live on the line, ready to take your comments, questions, and to pop in the links that we talk about on the show today. If you missed this show, you can catch it up on either YouTube, Binge Networks TV USA, Hero Go TV USA, or the Tony TV channel app on all Roku, LG, and Samsung smart TVs across the world. And welcome to everyone listening from Russia and Germany today. Now, this special guest we have today is a wonderful lady called Wendy Noel Opsky, and the interview is titled More is Less with Slow Beauty. Now, Wendy has a track record of over 30 years in the beauty industry. She co-founded makeup brand Thin Lizzy, New Zealand's number one makeup brand in pharmacies for over 15 years. Now, as an Aussie girl, if you haven't heard of Thin Lizzy, you're not alive and breathing. I and many of my friends have tried and used Thin Lizzy over the years. But here's Wendy's point of difference. After experiencing firsthand adverse reactions to environmental stress and aggressive actives in specialized skincare, not to mention the pile of landfill it created, Wendy co-founded Corbin Road in 2019. And here's a little bit about her story. A quiet road on the outskirts of Hawke's Bay, New Zealand, surrounded by rolling hills, busy bird life and free-ranging animals, Corbin Road was an idyllic place to grow up. Wendy and her sister spent days outside on the farm, roaming in the sun and up and down the creek. Back then, life was simple. Fast forward 30 years and Wendy was living a life that many of us do. Hectic work schedules, frantic days, busy social lives and moderate excesses. She made it through, but her skin didn't. And she joined the aging rat race. Her adult years were spent trying almost every skincare product that promised her the complexion of a cover model. And she spent thousands and thousands, but the result was irritated, inflamed and stressed skin that needed a break and a chance to breathe. Enter Corbin Road. The idea that we can do more with less. And she wants us to achieve beauty like slow fashion movement. Buy what you need, choose quality, create less waste. She's created simplified skincare that uses clean beauty ingredients that keep your skin wonderfully beautiful, and they're kind to the planet. Her range is designed to achieve healthy, strong, radiant skin, no matter what your age. Welcome to the show, Wendy. Good morning. Good afternoon for you, actually.
It's good afternoon for us. Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm delighted. Now, Wendy sent me this gorgeous gift bag. So you can see right there, it's a beautiful calico gift bag, and inside it are all these amazing goodies. And I've been waiting to try them out until this morning because I wanted them to look pristine for the interview today. And so I smell delicious. I actually have the skin face, restorative face oil. Can you see that, lovely people? On the backs of my hands, and because I've got makeup on and didn't want to put it under my makeup in case my usual makeup didn't work, but I've got it on the back of my hands, and the smell is divine, and my backs of my hands look just pristine. Wendy, I wanted to talk today a little bit about your story. Are you happy to share a little bit about your life journey with us today?
Sure thing. So you all know I grew up on a farm in Hawke's Bay, New Zealand. And yes. and with my parents and my three sisters. And because we live so far away, I had to go to a boarding school, which was great, loved that. And then I went to tertiary education, which was business computing. So then, like everyone in this part of the world, the first thing you do once you finish school is hightail it out of town, out of the country, get into the big old wide world, which is exactly what I did. So I went to the UK, London, and I did business, I did computing there, and realized that that is so not me. So not me on many levels. And my next port of call after a year or so there was to Tokyo, Japan, where I spent most of my 20s managing what was a small cafe and growing it into a 50-seater indoor-outdoor cafe, a fine dining restaurant, a bar, and a private salon. And then by the end
wow.
of that, it was there that I started to get one of my great friends there was a makeup artist, and he showed me all these things about makeup because I'd never really worn it. Coming from New Zealand country town, we don't wear makeup.
Yes.
So that was my first experience, and that's what got me interested into makeup. So by the time I kind of got to my late 20s, it was I needed to leave there because you can't live on cigarettes, red wine and coffee alone. It was time to move on. And I came back to New Zealand and got into the film and television business in makeup. So then I loved that. That journey took me to the US, where I worked in the US on films there, and where I was introduced to Mineral Foundation. So I loved Mineral Foundation. So this is about 20 years ago. So the thing about Mineral Foundation, it was light, it was clean, and it gave this most extraordinary result on your skin. And
absolutely.
Also, back that time, we could only buy your Estee Lauder's, your the old school
true.
Cosmetics.
True.
No, you couldn't buy MAC in New Zealand then.
No.
And another thing about when I was in Japan, when I went to learn the language, the only I wanted to learn, that's right, Japanese food, how to make traditional Japanese food, and the only person that could teach me was a macrobiotic chef. So that started me on my healthy thing. So I started becoming a lot more aware about all of that. Went to the US, found Mineral Foundation, thought, oh my gosh, I'm bringing this back to New Zealand. This is extraordinary.
Yeah.
But of course, I come back to New Zealand with all these exciting ideas and to the sound of crickets because I have no idea how to run a business. And no one was willing to help. You're a makeup artist. What do you know? So
yes.
I then
yes.
Paired with my ex-business partner. And so that was about 17 mm-hmm. years ago. And eventually the name Thin Lizzy was the final name we rested on. And that is how Thin Lizzy began. And we manufactured in-house our mineral foundation, the concealer and the bronzer. And that was,
and it became a household. Yeah, it became a household name. Like, I don't know anyone who hasn't got Thin Lizzy. And I actually went into my real old bucket of cosmetics to see if I still had some, but I didn't. It's gone. Anyway, so Thin. So you, unfortunately,
thank you.
You moved
for being
on.
A good customer.
So you moved on from Thin Lizzy, obviously. Can you tell us some of the reasons, just briefly, behind that, and then the inception of Corbin Road?
Okay, so this is we're going back about 4 years now. So 4 years, business had changed, the world had changed.
Yes.
We're all starting to become a little more aware about our environment. Inherently, I think I quite like natural and minimal. This wasn't the world I was in. And so I was kind of, I was done. It was time to move on from that business. Anyway, I was kind of chomping at the bit to do something else. But also my skin packed up and we were done with the big city. So we wanted to move out of town. My parents were just entering their 80s. And so that's why my husband and I sold up and moved back down to Hawke's Bay, where we are now. This is hometown.
Yes.
And that's when I came back down here. It's like, okay, well, what am I going to do? And I kind of started thinking about the whole, because of the whole journey of trying to repair my skin, it was like,
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
that's what
What am
really
I going to do?
started. Yeah, that's what started the process, really. And then it's like, well, once I
Yeah.
got down here, it's like, well, I'm, why stop? Why stop? Carry on.
Yes. So you'd never had problems until that point when your the combination of stress and aging sort of made your skin problematic, isn't it? Like you'd had good skin up until
My
that time.
skin, apart from in my 20s, and this is to anyone that might be 20
Yeah.
year old listening to this, which it probably isn't,
Yeah.
but the only time I ever had bad skin was in my 20s when I was put on a contraceptive pill and I had the worst
Oh,
acne and pigmentation in my life. And it took, of course, in your 20s, you don't know what's causing that either.
That's right.
And so that took years to repair, and I've still got the scarring and everything else from that. But apart from that, no, I was a vigilant beauty routine person. I had, and this is what this is what really made me realize it's time to change. So my skin was damaged. I couldn't. I was starting to break out in these things which looked like dermatitis or eczema. I couldn't get into a dermatologist, so I didn't really know. I None of my skincare was working, and I was just counting it when I was thinking about this. I was using like 100 steps. So my morning routine was a cleanser, a toner. So it would have been an AHA. Then it was vitamin C. Then it was vitamin B. Then there would have been a moisturizer, if not a serum, because that's what you do in the daytime. And then there would have been makeup and the, not sunblock, and then there would have been makeup. So that's seven. Oh, and eye cream. Eight things for my morning routine. And then my nighttime
Tell me
routine
about it.
was then cleanser again and another AHA. It would have been a glycolic toner. Then I would have been using vitamin A and a nice no, I was using a niacinamide in the morning, and I would have had a moisturizer, and I was using hyaluronic acid. So this is like 10, all these different products. These are single products that I had purchased for my face to make it red and irritated. And so
Which is not the result that you
no, it's not.
want.
No, but it
It's
had been
just
great for
not.
many years, and then it just was not. It was not. And there was
And
nothing
that's
I could do to repair it. Not with that.
and
With
that's
that.
the thing, Wendy. Our skin changes as we age, because I know from my, I've always looked after my skin as well, and I know periodically it'll stop being beautiful. And that happens every 4 or 5 years for whatever reason. I'm like, oh no, I love this stuff, but I can't use it
Right,
anymore. It's
can't use it
causing
anymore.
redness or, yeah, exactly.
Irritating. Your
So,
skin's feeling sensitized, yeah.
yes, absolutely. So I know that when we first talked about having you on the show, I couldn't wait to explore some of these ideas about how you paired back your skincare. And I was also curious about which product you played with first and created and its ingredients
Okay,
without giving its
so,
secrets away.
well, it's pretty transparent. I like to be transparent because now then, because I've been in that situation where I didn't really, we all know man-made ingredients aren't bad. Nature's ingredients can be bad. So it's trying to understand what is the best and the least aggravating out of all of that. And of course, you need to have safety in your ingredients. So you do need to have a preservative. There's a lot of information out there. Anyway, so for me to repair my skin, I had to stop using everything. I was in the kitchen cabinet using
Everything.
cold pressed olive oil. That was pretty much it. I would use aloe vera straight from the plant. And I was making chamomile tea in a spritzer and putting that on my face just to cool and calm it. And I had to do that in between going back. And I would go back and test these active products that I had, because I had a cabinet full of them. So I thought,
Again.
I just need to settle and then I'll be fine. And I did this twice, very slow
And
learning.
it wasn't, was it?
So it
Me
just
too.
every time my skin would be aggravated, inflamed, and I'd try to go
Beautiful.
back and stop and test and stop and remove and start again. So eventually, after about 2 years, I realized actually You can do a lot more with a lot less, and hence the Corbin Road.
Yes.
One of the things that I was always having issues with was a cleanser, because the fundamental
Yes.
to a healthy skin is cleansing. If you can't cleanse all of that out, and if you cleanse
Cleanse.
with something that's drying your skin too much, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Because if one, if you don't
Yeah.
cleanse, all your good stuff's never going to work. And you're going to
Yeah.
block your skin. And if you're drying your skin when you're cleansing, then it's going to put
It's not
your
good.
skin back into this tailspin of drying out and trying to balance itself back out. So that's why I started with a
Yeah.
cleanser. And I started with a clean cleanser. I wanted something that had no preservative, nothing, I just wanted the cleanest possible thing. Because it was getting washed off your
Yeah.
face, and I started with a foaming one, and then I didn't want to do that, and that's why I went to
Yes.
straight oils, but I wanted a balm because the liquid oils is too messy.
And
So
that's
that's why I
exactly
went to
what
the
it
balm.
looks and feels like is a balm.
Yes,
Girls who
so
are listening, this just, it feels, it's just beautiful. Just beautiful.
And you only need the tiny, and this is the other thing, you only need a tiny amount. So it's 11 different ingredients. You only need a little
Yes.
tiny fingerful and fingerful, teaspoonful, pea-sized amount, I think I usually say. Rub it between your
Yes.
hand, and then you massage it on your face.
All
And
over your
it gets rid of
face.
everything. So you don't need to double cleanse. You don't need to tone. You don't need all these other things. It's just a cleanser that will get rid of your makeup, your sunblock, your eye
Yes.
makeup, because oil dissolves oil.
Yes.
So
Yes.
you only need one product, and that's it. And you can put it up around your eyes because there's nothing really, well, you don't want to put it in your eyes. It probably will irritate it. But you can take all your eye makeup off with it. And
Yeah.
then we have the exfoliating cloth, because it's the other fundamental, which is a silk.
Yes.
It's
Let me
silk.
just show the audience. It's lovely. I love natural products. So silk, linen, cotton are my products. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is what the cloth looks like. And Wendy, tell them it's double-sided, isn't it?
Well, no, it's single side, but what it has are these tiny silk tufts. So we call it
That's what
silk
I mean.
tuft
Yes.
technology. So these tiny tufts work to get in, exfoliate and decongest and get rid of the dead skin cells, because it's the deadness, the dead skin cells and all the other pollution that
Yeah.
attaches to your face that keeps your skin dull and keeps your skin sensitized. So this will gently, and the thing is, why I chose this was, it's not another ingredient. It's a thing. It's a
No, it's a
cloth.
washable,
So you
reusable cloth.
lasts, yes. So it lasts forever. So you've got your exfoliation in a cloth, and you can go as heavy or as light. We always recommend going light because, of course, you can take too much skin
Yes.
off. And you just, it's a number eight. Done. Boom. Everything, the oil's
Yes.
encapsulated everything. The cloth takes it off. Your skin's not tight. It's not dry. It gets hydrated as you cleanse. And then your exfoliator just goes
Yeah.
into your normal wash. You're not having to do anything special with it. Just don't hang it in the sunshine because silk breaks down. But that's it. So again,
Yes.
so we've replaced like four or five products with just two, a
In
cleansing
just
balm
two.
and a cloth that can be reused. So you don't have to
Yeah.
buy this again. You never have to
Yes.
buy it again. So this is all about the whole
Yeah.
more with less. Less with You can
Yes.
achieve a lot more with a lot less and get the same result.
So that was the first one that you created, was the cleansing balm.
Yes.
And what was the impact on your skin?
Okay. After the first 2 days,
Yes.
immediately you'll go, oh my gosh. My skin, you go, because I've got these 17 times magnified mirrors. I'm going, oh my gosh, my
Yes.
skin's really, there's no blackheads. My skin's really clean. And then after about day two, you can't stop touching your skin because it's really soft.
It's soft.
So
Fantastic.
you've got clean skin, it's hydrated, it becomes more soft and supple. And what that will do is it equalizes the pH on your skin. So if you have oily skin or damaged
Yes.
skin, it just starts to heal itself. Well, and of course some of the ingredients that are in the cleanser, but there's no residue that could get left that's going to cause any irritation or damage, unless, of course, you're allergic to some straight and allergic to some of
Yeah.
those ingredients, which some people are.
But
You're
obviously,
not
it
looking.
relaxed the inflammation that your skin was experiencing, Wendy.
Yes. Well, it wasn't
Yeah.
drying it. It wasn't.
Yes.
I mean, we've got kawakawa in there, which is this most incredible healer. But the fact that
Yes.
you're cleaning dirt off with an oil and then gently removing it means it's never put into a
Yes.
situation that it's going to dry, get tightened, or get sensitized. So it just by doing so much less, stop messing with it. Stop messing with your
Yes, yes,
face.
yes, yes.
It just sorts
Simple.
itself out.
Yeah. I want to talk about some of the other products, but before we do, I have to say that the packaging and the special, and we want to talk about the packaging today because Wendy's made conscious decisions around the packaging of her products. So let's talk about the cleansing balm first. It comes in a glass, a beautiful little glass bottle with an aluminium cap. Tell us about those choices in terms of being conscious and about the environment.
Okay, so when we were moving house, one of the things that absolutely horrified me was two massive boxes of half used, unopened and expired, and used skin care products, all plastic, all going to the landfill. That was a really big moment that I thought,
A
okay,
moment.
this is where we. That was a moment. This is what needs to change. So that's why all of the packaging that I've got so far, until I can, I'm always looking for new ways of doing things. So all glass at the
Yes.
moment. I don't print on the bottles, and I
No,
don't have
they're
an empty one here.
removable.
So I don't print. You can take this off. So everything can be upcycled. My entire spice drawer has got this on. I use
They're
these
beautiful.
bottles. Like I can just see in front of me here, this one's got all my earrings in for travel. So the idea is that you can upcycle. We've got these sticks, so you can put, and of course I'm so not prepared. You can put the oil in the, and then make your own mini diffusers or little vases. So oh, here we go. Until I can find a really good way of dealing with waste. The right now, it's like you just don't throw it out. You need to reuse it. You need to make. I'm trying to make the packaging upcyclable, repurpose it, reuse it, or really very easily recycled. Which is why I've gone glass and aluminium. And again, these aluminiums, you can refill it. And
I was just going to
it's
say that's
just a work in progress.
another, yeah, that's another ideal that Wendy's been working on since I've talked to her is that these little aluminium, beautiful little bottles are either upcyclable or refillable. And I've been playing with them for the last couple of days, thinking that trigger is just really, it just puts out the best amount. Like, it's not a huge amount, it's just what you need, and it's very comfortable in women's hands, particularly this little travel size one. Like, it
Oh,
I've
yeah,
got small
body
hands
oil.
and it fits perfectly into my hand. I've tried the body oil as well, and my skin just soaked it up. And I'm like you, I've always used really good high-end products on my skin. And this stuff is this that my skin's just sucking it up, going, oh, this is good. I like this. I like this. So we started with the cleansing balm. Now what's next? What else is in the line? So we've
So,
cleansed our face. It's beautiful. It's soft. It's supple.
the fundamentals, all we need is three products. Well, and sunblock and makeup if you're going to use that. So, you need a cleanser, you need an exfoliator, and you need a hydrator. And that is all I use. That's all I've used for about 2 years now, and my skin has never looked as good because part of it is use good ingredients as well. So, it's an oil, it's got,
I was going to say,
it's a
tell us
new
about some of those
packaging.
ingredients.
So you've got 16 different oils. And again, it was just trying to keep a range. This range is for all skins. It's a simple oil. And because it's oil, you don't need to put what do you call that thing? I can't remember the word. Anyway.
Preservative. Preservative.
Yes. You can keep it clean and you can keep it pure. And we've recently added the buck of choil to it. We'll be adding a little bit more. We're trying to work out, there's another ingredient that's supposed to be a bit better than kakadu plum, which is a fine Australian ingredient, which is very high in vitamin C. So the thing about the range I was using before, all those ingredients are valid to keeping your skin healthy and strong, but you just don't need to have it in 8 different products because you're just confusing your skin. Whereas if you can put it all in one product, then that's it. That's what I mean by using less and just use really good ingredients. So,
And they're natural. Oil? They're natural, beautiful ingredients as well. So you know, you've got you spoke about the
vitamin
choil, and there's carrot oil and jojoba seed and frankincense. I love frankincense. It's a beautiful oil, and I was so happy to see it in your face oil because it's one of my favorites. I just love it.
Frankincense is
something. Yeah, that's what I put into. I've got a perfume, and frankincense is one of the key notes in my perfume because I love it so much. So that excited me a lot to see the use of frankincense, because sometimes people think that it's an old or ancient oil. It's an old or ancient oil because it's worked for millennia. And it's good to see it in your skincare range, Wendy, because obviously it's good stuff.
Isn't it interesting? Yes, because people, it might be old fashioned, but it's got a really nice kind of earthy.
It's beautiful.
I like it. And we don't put too much essential oil in it. Everything's, the whole range is about
tiny.
Anti-inflammatory and can be used with any kind of skin. So, the vitamin A is great. That's not going to – it's the safe version of vitamin A with the buck of choil. So you can use it in the sun day and night. So this you can use morning and night. And the essential oils we've kept minimal because that also can be something that can be a bit exacerbating. And that's why the ones that we chose, which was the frankincense and the geranium, are in a small amount, so it's safe.
Yes.
Safe for your skin.
Yeah, which was the whole idea behind the...
Yeah.
Oh! So the next product I thought we might talk about is the lotion.
Tell us about the lotion,
Wendy.
Okay, so this is
Have
the
you got
body
it?
lotion.
Look,
this is the mini body lotion. So I made a...
They're perfect
a
travel sizes, aren't they?
These minis are good. So otherwise they come in a big 250. So the lotion and the oil, because I love the oil. I'm just going to quickly talk about them both.
This
is what I use after a shower. So when your skin's still wet, you spray it directly onto your skin and you use the tiniest amount and it goes a long way. So that's why I love the oil.
It does.
And then the lotion, the best thing for... our hands that are constantly being sanitized and washed.
Washed.
It's like a minor barrier lotion, but it smells amazing. Mm. And this is great for hands,
great
for feet, great for elbows, great for anything that's really dry, and it's non-greasy and the perfect thing for handbag, travel, car.
It is.
We get a lot of compliments on that actually.
Absolutely. It's a great size for travel. I've already looked at that and thought, oh, perfect travel
and
size.
And we threw a whole bunch of New Zealand ingredients because, again, as the whole brand progresses, you're always trying to think about your footprint. So go local. And we've got some great harakeke in there. You've got your flax, you've got your kawakawa, some manuka, some great New Zealand ingredients. In here. I mean, if we were in Australia, I'd have a million to choose from.
You want to keep it uniquely New Zealand because that's the beauty of it and the simplicity of it. So I'm thinking about your future plans for Corbin Roads. So you've got this lovely little some of the other products you've got that I wanted to talk about too is and it also goes with that being conscious of what we use and how we use it. One of your gift items is the water container with the tea.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Can we talk? Yeah.
Okay. So
I love that.
I got that because when we first started, it was like I choose to you to not the bag, the little bags got all these little sayings on them, and
yes.
The one was for the one of the products is I choose to not use plastic. I might have just said that back to front.
Mm.
And the yeah. water is I choose to not use single, not to use plastic. The other one was not to use
plastic.
Single. Plastic bags, yeah.
Yes.
So that's why I wanted the water thing, but also Oku is a local tea manufacturer here in New Zealand.
And I was going to ask you about that.
Kawakawa has been my favourite ingredient to use. They have this amazing range of Kawakawa teas. And, you know, again, local small business.
Oh.
And it's like, yay, let's collaborate. And that's why we did the great thing about those little flasks is hot or cold, go in the dishwasher,
yes.
and in the summertime you just put fruit in the little thing and just keep filling it up
in
with water.
Little...
Yeah. In the little basket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
then otherwise you
it's great.
Just use it for tea. It's they're good. They're good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So what other plans do you have for Corbin Road? Because surely they're just beautiful products, and I'm sure there's more in the works. What's next for Corbin Road?
Okay. Well, as we are, you know, minimal products for a pared-back lifestyle, I don't want to go
yes
massive and contradict what I'm doing.
No, I know.
But
yeah, 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 yeah.
There are a few skin conditions that I do want to address. And we are currently, we're about to open shop, but I'm currently testing on two different ranges. But again, they will be, it'll still be the cleanser, the exfoliator and the hydrator
yes.
will address
yes.
the skin issues. I mean, we've had some incredible results with acne and stress skin, basically. For these two
and
ranges,
so,
and we're trying to make it just again one product. Put everything in there. We've got patented ingredients going into it. Again, a lot of local.
Yes.
So it's pretty exciting. It's what's coming up in the future.
Yeah, Wendy, when you're developing a skincare product, obviously you're the guinea pig to start with, but then you don't
yes.
test any. Your products on animals, which is an important note to make, that none of it gets tested on animals. So how do you know that it's going to work for everyone? Because obviously it works for you. Your skin is beautiful. But do you then beta test it? I guess the word is, do you beta test it with other people?
So for the new range, for the current range that we have, it was pretty easy mm-hmm. because it's just a
yes.
clean range. It's a clean range, and so
yes.
all I did was give it
yes.
to 1,000 people.
It's
and
easy.
I got 1,000 comments back.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I exaggerate with 1,000, but I always as in like with even Thin Lizzy, I'd start with me, then I would start with 5,
yes.
then I would go to 10, then I'd go
yes.
to 20, and by the time
yes.
I've got feedback from one
yes.
of those people, I know if it's a yay or a nay. So with the other
uh-huh.
two ranges, a little more complicated, and there's a lot
yes.
more involved in actual manufacturing and the development of it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this development for like over a year now for these other two ranges, and I'm
yeah,
still
absolutely.
So, what
yeah.
I'll do last summer, I had an intern that came in and she did a whole bunch of, you know, we had tests. So, again, started with our 5,
mm-hmm.
and we've got nutraceuticals to go with us. So, we started with a 5, went to a 10, and I stopped it
yeah.
on both ranges, actually. I carried on with the
yeah.
stress skin one, but we're reformulating. I mean, it's because I want it,
yes.
because I'm trying to make it minimal, it's got to be really good. And,
yes.
you know, I know there's a
yes,
lot of
yes.
amazing and really good products out there, but it needs to be good. So We're still testing. And then once we've tested, once I've had
Yeah.
about a good 20 people go yes, and I've seen the results, then I'll be
Yeah.
sent, it'll get sent offshore for another test.
Yeah. Wendy, are all your products manufactured near you in New Zealand?
There are a couple, this actually it's grown. There's only about three or four really good places. Well, really good, I'd say that. There's probably
Yes.
a few more, but I don't know them.
Yeah.
Three good size, scalable manufacturers in Auckland. So, yes,
Yes.
I live in Hawke's Bay, 4 hours away, 5 hours away is Auckland, and the person that does my manufacturing is Nātru certified, Cosmos certified, and
Yeah,
they
yeah,
are
yeah.
all about organic, and so I can trust them. So all of our ingredients are
Yes.
eco certified, which means,
Yes.
and that's why it's easy to formulate with them, because I know that they're not going to try and put anything else in there. So the
Think, yeah.
ingredients have been tested. I might not actually know where the farm is, but because they carry the certification, somebody has
You know that
checked,
it's good.
yes, that
Yeah.
it comes from a sustainable place, which is really important. It's
Yeah.
hard. It's really hard to get.
I was going to say, is it challenging to find though, you know, because your brand is you want that product to be absolutely as clean and local and sustainable as possible. And that was one of my questions too, is has it been difficult to source and then get them in enough quantity for your products to be made? Has that been a challenge?
It has been a little bit, but that's why I've partnered with this particular place, because
Yes.
I know that I can trust them, because even though I haven't had the certification done on my ingredients, they know that one day it'll happen. But it's just a
Yes.
$15,000 that I don't have spare sitting around. So
Yes.
as long as they make it, they know that one day it might happen that I'm going to go, okay, press the button, I need to get the certification done now. They will be able
Yeah.
to do it. That's why
Yeah.
I can quite confidently say the quality of my ingredients, talk about the quality of my
Yeah.
ingredients. But sometimes when you're manufacturing, you're formulating something, it's like, I can't have that, you can't have that, you can't have that. It's like,
Yeah.
but they're really good at helping me find the natural alternative, or a safe alternative, or the eco-certifiable alternative. And and this is when Bakuchi oil
Yes.
came out. It was amazing, because Bakuchi oil is so good for, as your skin ages, it's such one of those wonder ingredients.
Yes.
But traditional
Yeah.
vitamin A was too tough, because you couldn't go out in the sun,
Yeah.
and the sun, there's too much
Yes.
sunshine here,
Yes.
and it made your
Yes.
skin
Yeah.
sensitive, and that was why I didn't want to use it. But then you get an ingredient like this come up, and there's ingredients
And
coming
you
up
get the
all the
same, but
time.
it's natural.
Yes, so it's safe, and so that's why there's such a, everyone's loving that. So, there's always new ingredients coming out and coming up, and often,
To play with.
like you said, it's some of the oldies. It's
Yeah,
just because it's new
yes.
doesn't mean that the old version, like a
That's
frankincense doesn't work, or a
it's
good
right.
old kawakawa doesn't work,
Yes.
yeah, it is a bit tricky, because you've got to you're confined about some of the ingredients you can use.
Yeah.
However, I have a good team, and so they
Yes.
know what I want to achieve, and they really help.
Yes. Yeah.
They'll
And so do you have to so obviously there's a particular Corbin Road recipe that goes with your products. Do you share that with the manufacturer, or how does that work? Like
Oh.
I'm just genuinely curious about how you keep your recipes safe and how you keep developing them. And
Okay,
how you work out whether it's 2 drops of this and 5 drops of that, or I'm really curious about the recipe process as well.
so I'm not a formulator. I will dibble dabble in everything on my own face,
Okay.
but I am not a qualified
Yes.
formulator. I will study all
Ah.
the ingredients, and then I take it to, I've got three formulators. I've got
Yes.
three formulators that have work on products, and then I often will get to see the results of all of that, then make up my own version of it, and then take it to my
Yes.
manufacturer. But mostly things are results driven. If it doesn't work, then I'm not going to
Yes,
use
yes.
that.
Yes, yes.
And
That's right.
so again, with the company that manufactures their formulator, has finalized all of my products so far, so there is 100% trust there. So
Wow.
it's a bit of everyone. I've got some of the new
Yes.
ranges, and the patented ingredients have obviously come from a
Yes,
biochemist
yes.
who's created those. But I don't mind sharing it with this particular company because you've got to trust
Yeah.
someone at some point, right? And
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
I do that.
May as well be someone who's only
Yeah.
4 hours away that you can.
Yeah.
Back to the sorry, Wendy, go.
No, that's good.
Back to the packaging again. How do you go about sourcing products like aluminium and knowing that they are upcyclable or I don't know, are they recyclable? Is aluminium, I assume, is recyclable?
Yeah, so that's
Yes.
so every country is different. And like in New Zealand, like even every
Ah.
in New Zealand, every town is different about what they can recycle. And in fact, we're a bit
I
shocking here.
see.
So that's why I went for the aluminium because it's not glass and it can be thrown
Yes.
around, and it is one of the easiest products to recycle. But there's so many pros and cons with nearly every single product. We have a local guy here who I'm working with right
Ah.
now who's hopefully going to be making me some completely 100% biodegradable product out of the waste of wine. How good is that? But this is
Wow.
stuff that's in development. So for now, aluminium,
Yes.
where I source my
Is
aluminium
it?
from, I can only go on their certifications. So
Yes.
this can be recycled in most regular
Yes.
recycling bins,
Yeah.
along with the glass. So it's the best
Yeah,
option for
yes.
now.
Glass just definitely.
Yeah. There's no
And it does,
perfect
it is.
answer, unfortunately.
No, there's probably not, but the best thing is it's not plastic. Like the cleansing balm is that just lovely little glass packaging that we're hopefully starting to see more of that now versus the regular plastic that everything's in. All of our
Yeah.
cosmetics are generally in plastic now, aren't they? Every single
Yes.
one of them. There's
And
very
some
few
yeah,
that
you're right.
That come in
And
glass,
some
and
of
they
them are
should be.
using waste products to make it, and it looks like it's plastic, but it's actually not. But excuse me, there's a lot of you still have to make it. It might come from straw or wheat or like wood pulp is one of the
Yes.
ones that we're looking at.
Yes.
But everything, there's a cost to manufacturing everything. And it's just trying to work out what's the
Yeah,
best option
yeah.
for the situation. It's
Yeah,
even like
yeah.
refillable items. We're doing tests with a company up in Hamilton here for refills
Yes.
in these kind of
Yes.
plastic bags, which hang on, here's a smaller version of it, which are 100% biodegradable. So,
Ah.
but I've got to
Oh,
test
that's
them or oil
fantastic.
doesn't break through.
Whether they
That would be a bit
Ah,
dull.
yes.
But because
I
everyone's
can.
aware of it now, everyone's looking to try and change it. So now you've got a mass of people all around the world that are trying to create change. Customers are asking for change. It's
Yes.
happening. It's slowly happening. It's getting it's got to get better.
Absolutely, absolutely. We can't have this world where our oceans are constantly being filled with plastic and
No,
plastic waste. We need to change that for our kids and for our grandkids. So I'm really excited that you've started that process with such beautiful skincare. If people want to connect with you, let's tell them how they can connect with you, Wendy.
Okay, so if anyone wants to email me personally, it's wendy@corbinroad.co.nz. You can also get to me via our website, which is corbinroad.co.nz.
Beautiful website.
And there you'll be a link through to Hello. I'm on LinkedIn.
Yes.
And the company's on LinkedIn as
yes.
well. And yeah, there you go.
And we will make sure that the links to Corbin Road and Wendy are in the chat box and also attached to any of these videos anywhere that they live on Binge and all over the place. Now, Wendy, you decided to offer listeners of Tony TV a special little something. Would you like to tell the audience about that?
Okay. So now, because we're all washing our hands on a constant basis, I thought you all deserve
Absolutely.
A little, no, that's the wrong one. Tricked you. a lotion. So a hand lotion. And I tell you what, I have this in my car, which actually the great thing is I live in the city and I hardly ever use my car.
Yeah.
It sits in my car. It sits in all my shopping baskets. You use
yes.
them. I end up using it all the time. It sits on my desk here. So one of these, the little 50ml, will last you forever, body lotion, and you're going to get one of those free with every, I think it was $40, if you spend more than
$40. $40, yes.
And yep. all you have to do is put Tony TV in the code.
I think
and
it's
you,
in the code when you're at the checkout.
And when you are in, you need to enter this into your shopping cart as well. So it's the 50ml body lotion. Enter that into your cart. And then when you put the Tony TV code in,
it will make sure you get it for free.
Yeah, it will give it to you 100% free.
Thank you so much, Wendy. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I think that this is just such a gorgeous little product. Sorry, I've got the wrong one now. I want the body lotion, not the oil. The oil is beautiful as well. I've put that on my feet this morning, incidentally, just to try it out. And so I smelled completely like Corbin Road today. Even though the audience can't smell, I can tell you it's a really glorious smell. Your packaging, all of these products just come as they are. They're not repackaged into plastic containers. They're not, even the little exfoliating cloth comes in a little cardboard and recyclable package as well. And of course I got my little pack in this lovely Corbin Road canvas bag, which will make a perfect travel bag for me. And even the little bamboo, I'm assuming it's bamboo, Wendy?
Which one? The bag?
The little the little applicator for your cleanser.
Bamboo. Okay, yes.
Is it a bamboo?
Yes.
Bamboo. Yes.
Yeah.
But again, it will make sure that you don't use too much because you can't.
No. So
get too much
so
on that lovely
about,
little bamboo.
A paired back lifestyle. So I think I just thought of something that I wanted to share with people that's given me even more
yes,
of a drive to
please.
Work on the slow beauty. Is I got sent a document the other day on a study that had done that girls are spending $15,000 a year on skincare. That
wow.
to me and gave me even more of a drive to really push the slow beauty. You really only need, you know, of course
wow.
we want our skin to look healthy, but now I just don't want people to spend $15,000 a year on skincare. And
yeah.
so we are
and
doing
you don't need
studies
to.
On that. We thought, well, okay, it's all very
yes.
well to read something that's come in front of your face and you're never quite sure what to believe these days. So we're currently
yeah.
doing our own in-house test to see what the results are of that. But it's
yeah.
pretty shocking,
because
when you hear that much money, that's half a deposit on
yes.
your house.
That's horrifying, isn't it?
Yeah.
One thing I've just thought that I should ask, how long does this last you? When you're using this cleanser twice a day, how long do you think it lasts?
Mine, gosh,
It
okay,
should
'cause I'm
last
in two different
2 months.
places. We say 2 months.
Yes.
I say 2 months. For
Yes, I
some
was.
people, it lasts longer. You know, if you don't have a lot on your face, like if you don't have a
Yeah.
lot of, like my husband, he'll just use the tiniest amount. He'll just,
Yes.
basically a
Yes.
lick of it, put on his
So
face and wash his face. Oh, yeah.
hubby uses it as well. So
Yeah.
this is, so that's another element, isn't it? So that it's not
Yeah.
just for the girls,
Oh,
it's for the
gosh.
guys
So
and the girls. And
we
yeah.
had one of my first testers is a family. He's a vintner, actually. He makes wine and he has terrible
Yes.
eczema. So he uses this.
Yes.
He uses the cloth because the cloth
Yes.
gets rid of all the dead
Yes.
skin and all the dry skin because that's
Yeah.
what eczema does. And then he uses the oil. So does his wife. And so does now their teenage
Oh,
kids.
that's
Because it's good for the
fantastic.
acne as well. The cloth
Yeah.
stimulates the blood underneath and it helps decongest. So again, it's something that the parents, that's why I went into the acne, because parents are looking for something that's clean for their children. You know, at
For their
13 years old, you
teenagers.
don't want to be
Yeah. Yeah.
throwing, bombarding them with something that's too strong when they're outside playing in the sun.
Yeah.
So yes.
One thing to mention too is, you could, I got taught about skincare when I was a teenager, and my care of my skin started then. So if you've got teenagers, why not get them started on a simple, so teenagers, they don't like to do anything that they don't need to do. So Corbin Road, with its simplicity, is a great starting point for teenagers, isn't it, Wendy? I
Yeah.
didn't think of it that way, but that's really simple. Do this, wash it off, put that on. Bingo, you're done, and you're
Done.
caring for your skin.
And it's not
That's
expensive.
fantastic.
So
No, it's
I think
not.
that's the other
It's
thing that
very well priced.
has worked for the teenagers and the mums is because, it's something they can all use, and also those cloths just go into the wash. They just go into the wash.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not, they're not suddenly buying skincare for three people in the house. They can buy one lot for
Yeah,
the
that's the
entire
same thing.
house.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Another great economy of scale. Wendy, we're just about out of time, but one question I had on my list was to ask, since you've got that fantastic long experience in makeup and skincare, I'm wondering, will we see Corbin Road makeup, at the very least a foundation, do you think?
It's really hard for me not to do minerals. Maybe,
Ah!
I haven't said no.
I
I haven't ruled it
Yeah.
out. I just want to, it's always there, and I'm just trying to work out how I can do
Yes.
something new that's clean,
Yes.
like mineral,
Yes.
and the way I want to, that's in line with
Yeah,
Corbin
the
Road.
way that you want to deliver it, yes,
Yeah.
absolutely in line with the brand. Now, I was curious. I'm thinking, oh, all those years of experience in makeup, surely there would be a foundation thought in the back of your mind there going,
It
oh.
is a little bit there, but then the ideal is that you don't actually wear foundation because your skin is so thick, right?
I know. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I
But
did
then
think
if
about,
you think
yep.
about
Go.
minerals are just a, yes, they're a foundation, but they're a light covering, aren't they? They're not really heavy like some of the,
Yeah.
photo makeups that we have access to. So, and that would be lovely accompaniment to the brand.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think I'd go far from minerals, actually, because it is,
Yeah.
and it's light
Yeah.
and it's got less
Yes.
ingredients. You only need to have five,
Yes.
six ingredients in it. And it's trying to find the right
And you can
zinc
keep it
and the
clean.
right titanium for it,
Yes.
because I want it to
Yes.
be as
Yes.
sun protective as possible. So you have another layer of protection.
Yes.
And it's just I've got to get the other
Yeah,
things
and then
done
you don't
before I
need
can
the
bother with it.
skincare.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
Well,
then you don't
yeah.
need
Well, no, you still
then
need,
you don't need the sunscreen,
I think you still
rather,
do. I
not
mean,
the sunscreen I'm thinking. If you're
we have, sorry.
oh, okay.
We have brutal sun. We don't have an ozone layer here. And I think, I mean, I will try to always not wear sunblock if I'm not going to go outside. But if I am going outside, for any period of time, that's not under a
Have
big
to.
hat, You have to, otherwise, it's
Yeah.
just too much. And my parent, everyone in this
Yes.
town seems to get to about 60 years old and they get a melanoma. So
Yes.
it's not it's it is a vanity thing, but it's also a necessity
Yes.
thing. You just got to be really careful. I
Yeah.
think it's more about keeping your
Yes.
skin out of the sun with something physical like a hat. And we need to bring
Yes.
umbrellas back.
Yes. Yes. I like umbrellas too. Wendy, we are completely out of time. It's been an absolute delight talking to you today about the Corbin
Thank
Road,
you.
and I encourage listeners and the audience to jump onto Corbin Road and take advantage of that special. We will be reposting about that across social media again later today. And also, don't forget, if you've want details, they will be on YouTube within a short period of time. Wendy, thank you so much for coming on
Thank
Radio
you.
Tony Everyday Business today. It's a
And
divine pleasure, and I can't wait till we can travel to New Zealand. I'll come and see you and see my son at the same time.
yes, oh yes, of course. Thank you to you, and thank you to all of your listeners for taking the time. And if you could, if you know, most welcome to follow us on Instagram. That's one thing that always is
Instagram.
helpful for a small business, is to get our following up
Definitely.
and spreading the word around. So it's at Corbin Road, CORBINRD. That would be fantastic. And if you hashtag Tony, then I'm sure we can send something nice and sweet your way
Do
too.
something. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Wendy. Thank you, audience. This
Thank
is
you.
your lot for this week.
I'm
We'll
losing
be
my
back
ears.
next week with another Radio Tony Everyday Business Show. Thank you, Wendy. Bye for now.
Thanks, Tony. Bye.